Big lie. Big lie.
Did I tell you I'm getting a speedboat?
who thinks he has you.
This is Eric from the band Stepanian. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Caroline died, she told me, son, you don't have to live so rough. take my advice. Don't monkey around with none in your neighborhood. We'll be right back.
this was not supposed to happen. Just took a bit more time. Now I'm feeling a wee worried that I'm getting an old man mind. But I'm gonna be strong to keep my juices flowing. Nothing to cry about. It's just the way that life is going. Suspicion, maybe I'll lose control, but I'll stick by my decision to never fall into an old man's role. I saw your daddy grinning Barrett as dementia seized his mind. Some days he cursed the heavens, and some days he just fall behind into an old man mind. An old man mind. An old man mind that went over the hill. Let's add some perspective to save myself. Myself. There's a certain directive when we slink away from health into the great beyond, which is the beginning of real, real gone.
Let's get real, real gone.
I'm living in an old man mind. I'm living in an old man mind. I'm living in an old man mind that's going over the hill. And I'm only 65.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
I'm trying. I'm too white. Say I'm not white enough. Say I'm too guy. Say I'm too good for them. I don't know why. Guess I got too much trust. They pretending that they know me. They trying to fool me. Acting like we're homies. But I just want someone that knows me. Got my back like a shadow. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I worth more to you? Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 mm-hmm. I opened all of my plans, but there was nothing to start with. So don't you think that it's my fault if I'm feeling this hard and you try to make me feel small? But you cannot contain me. I swear I used to have faith in you, but I was too patient. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I worth?
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.